When you're starting out, Joe, recording an album, and, you know, it brings us to the brand new album, Unstoppable Momentum. Do you pay attention to continuity with previous releases and audience expectation?
Oh, you know, I never really think about that continuity thing. I don't know. I mean, that's a funny thing. I mean, you might think from the outside looking in that that's a good idea. But I think it seems to go against the natural inclination of the artist, you know. I mean, we're always burning the bridge right behind us as we get off and looking to go in some other direction. It's a strange neurosis, you know, that the drive to create and let everybody know about it and move on. But I realize that, you know, I'm just always trying to move into new territory. I think the saving grace is that sometimes what I think is really new may not be perceived as that new. And then other times, stuff that I think is like, you know, something I've done before, people hear as being completely new. So I think I'm the worst person to ask, you know. I think the audience has got a much better perspective than I do. So I've learned never to think about it. I just keep moving forward. I just keep trying to write new music about new experiences and enjoy exploring the studio and the new musicians, you know, healthy way to do it.
And I always think, Joe, and I'm sure others think this as well, your fans and also people who listen to the new album, you seem to be at your best when you're telling like a lyrical story on the guitar. And if we can pick out a track from the brand new album, Can't Go Back is an excellent example of that, really.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I strive to be as descriptive and evocative as possible with each song, and I try to be as specific as possible. One of the things that used to really bother me about other instrumental type guitar records was that there was a sameness to everything, as if the music was more about the promotion of the guitar player, as a guitar hero. And I thought, well, this is really boring because it sounds like a commercial for a handful of techniques, you know, that the player practiced, but it's got nothing to do with real musical stories. Now, you know, a lyricist would never do that. You know, a lyricist would sit down and write a specific song with specific words about a thing or a person or people or an event. So, and all the greatest classical composers did the same thing. They wrote music about something, and it was specific. And that's why that music carries on to this day. So I thought, I'm going to write songs that are about me and my experiences, my feelings, and each song is going to be very, very specific. And in that way, the kind of guitar playing that I'm playing on, let's say, Can't Go Back, is going to be remarkably different than on a song like Lies and Truths or Shine On American Dreamer. They're all going to be very different. So I let the songs, subject matter, dictate the guitar technique.